Good to be reminded of the sins that we have committed, so let us hear now the law of our God. God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those that hate me, but showing steadfast love to the thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. The Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. We have transgressed this law in thought, word, and deed many times in many ways. Let us therefore go to our God and ask his forgiveness for it. Will you pray with me? Mighty God, our mouths are feeble and our hearts are frail. We are so sick with sin that all we do is polluted with its loathsome presence. And even our worship here today is besmirched with all kinds of awful sins. Yet we have come to you today as beggars, knowing that our petty offerings are as rubbish in and of themselves. We pray that your grace and mercy would cover not just these, but all our iniquities. Lord, we know that we ought to be condemned for defiling this house today, and for having lived in opposition to you each and every day up till now. We ask, O God, that you would have mercy on us. Look upon us with the eyes of compassion rather than the eyes of justice. Let us have the joy of knowing your forgiveness and love. Lord, we have no hope of salvation save in the name of your dear Son. And we cling to him and recognize that it is through his passion that it is our only means of eternal life and forgiveness. We praise you for offering up him up on the cross to die for sinners like us. And we thank you that he was willing to die in our place. And now we ask, O Father, that the unthinkable would be done. We ask that our sins would be exchanged for his obedience. Let our fiendish ways die with him there on the cross, and the seeds of new obedience begin to take root within us. We ask this in Jesus' strong name. Amen. Good news of the gospel comes to us from 1 Peter 2, which says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Thanks be to God.